Aaron, Carrie and Sky.
So this morning we're talking about hashtag Light South Africa Red. I received the information on an email. It is talking about the events industry in South Africa, which is dying. And on the correspondence, it says 5th of August, 2020, 5 months with no work, 5 months of being ignored by the government. Join the protest as we light buildings in red to raise awareness of our plight by involving, be involved by lighting a building, an empty stage or any object in red, then taking a photo and sharing the hashtag LightSARed campaign on our social media platform. To sign up for more information, visit www.lightsared.org.za. Joining me to talk about this is Sharif Baker. Good morning, Sharif.
Good morning, Darren, and good morning to the ECR team.
So I read your mission statement there on the website, and I see that this is your mission. So the question I suppose everyone's asking is why?
Well, Darren, it started obviously on the 15th of March, on that fateful night when our president spoke and implemented the Disaster Act, which prohibited any form of gathering. Mm-hmm. Our industry went from hero to zero in a blink of an eye.
Yeah,
and obviously we understand that. I mean, we understand what we're going through as a country and as the whole entire world. Our industry since then has been dead in the water in every aspect up until today. And unfortunately, there has been no engagement from government. And thus, we're now at our wits' end, and thus us putting on a, I know you called it a protest, but we prefer to call it a symbolic resistance, so that we can get the attention of government, so that we may engage, so that we can present our mission statement to them, so that we can find a way forward in bringing events back to life.
Who has been trying to get a hold of government, and has nobody, I'm sure someone must have reached out to the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture. When you say we've reached out, are you speaking for the entire arts community?
So I'd like to call us organized industry. I, in my capacity as chairperson of the TPSA, which is the Technical Production Services Association, as well as SACIA, which is the Southern African Communications Industry Association, we are a professional body, and our membership speaks to the technical fraternity of our industry. But under the SACIA banner, we also look after and represent the Broadcast Council, the Film Council, the Content Creation Council. Yes, we don't speak for every single person out there. But when Light SA Red started, it started because the technical industry decided, no, enough is enough. Let's get together. TPSA are our elected leaders to a certain extent. Let's bring them in, allow them to manage it for us so that we can make sure we present our plight with ethics and with a code of conduct.
So when you say that you've reached out to government, I presume then to the Department of Arts and Culture and the platforms that they've given to us, which is the National Heritage Council and the National Arts Council, the National Film and Video Foundation, the Business Arts South Africa. And are you maintaining that you've had no response or not the right response?
I think I'm going to say not the right response. And how I'm going to answer that, Darren, is over the last 5 months and just prior to COVID-19, we've actively engaged with the Department of Sports and Arts and Culture. So much so, but the furthest we've ever gone is as high as the DDG. Further than that, we haven't had the opportunities to sit and engage, whether it be with the Director General or the Minister, in any form whatsoever. And when NEDLAC was brought into play, we weren't offered a seat at the table for us to engage. Over the past 5 months, we have been constantly requesting engagement, meetings, just so that we can find a way forward. And it comes down to this. If by any chance the industry is open again on the 1st of December, we wouldn't be able to do so because it takes a lot of planning in order to host an event that takes place. We're probably one of the only, one of the organized industries where we have to be compliant. We can't open doors to an event unless there has been SAPS approval, city approval, fire approval. And so much so when the government did speak a couple of months of each sector putting together some form of guideline to open up their sector of industry, we jumped on it and created a comprehensive document to the opening guidelines of our industry, and we presented it. We've got sign off from the Chief Inspectorate of the Department of Labor. We have now let it sit with the Department of Health for ratification, so that it can be presented to NEDLAC and afforded us the opportunity for it to be gazetted under the Disaster Act, so that we can open events under the guidelines of government.
So your attempt now is to get a seat at this table to discuss what happens with the industry. And it is an extensive industry which covers everything from theater and film and television, stand-up comedians, dancers, eventing, and then as the extended side to that as well, the backstage, the costumes, the front of house. It is a considerable proportion of our business in South Africa, but it's also, it does seem to be one of those knock-on ones that, you know, because tourism has taken a knock, and because leisure has taken a knock, and because hospitality has taken a knock, all the other elements that would be add-ons to that have become a moot point. So, say for example, this event of yours works, you get a seat at the table. What would you ask for in view of the situation we're in the country right now?
There's a couple of things we would like to ask for, Darren. So under the current act and the lockdown level, our industry only goes back in lockdown level number one, which could happen in a year's time for all we know. Yeah. So to that end, we thank the government for offering UIF and TERS, but it was only for 3 months. We now need to find a system or a way of allowing for a little bit longer so that we can survive, literally survive. Yeah. Coupled with that, and that's like a medium term, coupled with that is the short term goal of, as to a request, DCAS was given allocated 150 million rands to the sector. We know that all of it has not been used. What we are asking for is a proportion of that to be fed into our schemes called Feed Our Crew and SAFE, whereby our freelancers, that which by the way make up 90% of our industry, can at least go and apply for a voucher to go and get a plate of food for them and their family.
Yeah.
So those are the two things. But coupled with that is the engagement with government, which has now of recent times opened up and allowed for 50 people to go to a theater, 50 people to go to a conference, which doesn't put bread on the table. But coupled with that, they haven't given us any guidelines of how we operate with those 50 people. And so we're saying, let's sit down. We have got the guidelines. We've presented you the guidelines. So much so, because of the restrictions of our industry, we can open up industry to 300 up to 500 people, which would then put us back in as part of the working force and start contributing back to the economy and the GDP. But until we can get that conversation going, we are spinning our wheels in the mud, Darren.
Sharif, let me ask you this question, and I'm asking this as a comedian who likes to fill venues between 300 and 5,000, say we're at ICC. But as things are right now, as the pandemic is right now, globally, we're looking at, as of today, one of the earliest hit countries who are coming out the other side, Spain, are experiencing another wave and another lockdown. Major cities in the United States of America are going to full lockdown. I cannot conceivably think of doing a gig, a profitable gig, within the next year. How do you propose artists are supposed to be able to fill rooms with enough people to turn a profit and still protect the audience?
In all honesty, with great difficulty. Let's call a spade here. Yeah. And yes, you're 100% right. It is not just South Africa. It is the whole of Africa and the whole of the world that's going through this pandemic. However, if we look on the positive side of it, we've got to educate ourselves, firstly, and then allow for Joe Public to be safe in our hands. Thus, I say again, any event that we do, as people call it, the new norm. We've already had a norm where you had to apply for risk grading, had to apply for environmental affairs, had to apply for structural certificates before you did any form of event. Now we're adding on compliance to COVID-19 protocols. And if we can educate ourselves that this is going to be the normal practice moving forward, and audience can see what we are doing to safeguard public generally, then hopefully joining hands with public, we can move forward into the eventing area arena and hopefully start a kickstart events. It's not going to be easy, Darren. And I'm sure in the beginning stages, it's going to take a while for people to realize that, listen, we can do something, but we have to start somewhere, Darren.
I can imagine some people listening right now are going, hang on a second, Sherif, you're being very, very selfish. Every single industry has taken a huge knock. And why should the art industry be taken, be given any kind of a priority? And on top of that, any business out there has realized that they've had to completely diversify, if not change their entire business model, if not change what they're selling into, who they're selling it to. People, this kind of disruption is unprecedented, and people are doing whatever they can outside of assistance from government to survive. Why should government prioritize the performing arts and all of the ancillary elements that are involved?
And you're right. To be fair to every industry out there that is fighting for their lives, I'm sure there is a pecking order. What I would say for our industry, and it's an adage that's been throughout the years and the ages, is that if music be the food of life, then play on. And why do I say that? Yes, it's about money, putting food on the table, but the entertainment industry is a psychological boost to humankind for well-being and for mood, especially given the times that we're living in where depression is so great and vast. Our industry is a contributing positive factor to humankind, especially in South Africa. And we are not asking for any special favors from government. All we're asking is help us to help you so that we can open up our sector in the most safest and practical way so that it makes sense to everybody. So much so that we could hold hands with our sporting brothers and sisters so that we can implement a similar type of protocol and guideline protocol so that our industry can slowly open within this pandemic.
Yeah, you would think if 16 men can scrum against each other, then certainly you could get 6 or 7 ballet dancers in a huddle.
Well, forgive me for being straight, but if you can put 16 people into a taxi, then surely we could do something fine.
I hear you. And I've been pulling my hair out since the beginning of this pandemic. I've been phoning all of my artist friends and then also all of the photographers and all of the caterers and everyone wondering, what are you doing? How are you surviving? Where do we go to from here? We don't know if this is going to be done and dusted in 3 months, 6 months, 18 months, 5 years. We do not know. And also to call a spade, you know, we just recently received a 70 million rand cash injection from the International Monetary Fund. And I think every single South African is just calculating how much of that goes directly into someone's pocket or to buy their new Bentley. And how much the citizens will actually get to see. So, you know, I hear that you are making an appeal to our government to listen to you and to give you a seat at the table and to help you out. But at the same time, I would caution absolutely everyone, whether it's the arts or business or any sector in South Africa, try and make a plan for yourself, because more often than not, our government does prove that it has a different way of doing things.
Absolutely, Darren. And this is why we're trying to do it in the most symbolic way possible by lighting red. And a lot of people have asked me, why the color red? Well, the color red is the international color of emergency. And we're in an emergency right now. And it was proved fruitful in the UK when they did it not too long ago, as well as in Germany. And thus now we are trying to do it here in South Africa with our light SA red, where we're encouraging everybody to do something on the night of the 5th between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. And attach it to social media just so that we can create the awareness and the attention of government.
I hear what you're saying, but the best case scenario for this initiative is that it's a massively signed petition. And again, very little change happens in South Africa, and very few people get a voice at a table unless you have a very, very powerful and, I would say, even violent union, or at least the threat of violence of a union behind you. In your best case scenario, what do you see happening with this initiative?
So under the Disaster Act, like I said earlier on, a protest is illegal. So we've decided to go as organized industry, to go the professional and the right and the just way. We have got other steps that we will be taking should this not go the way as planned, as of our humble request to government. There will be further steps, but we do abhor and we will not tolerate any form of violence moving forward. We will try and do it to the best of our ability to keep it as safe and as strict as possible as to our engagements of sitting with government. Yes, we don't have the numbers, for example, like the taxi industry. We don't have the numbers like some of the other industries. But it doesn't mean to say our voice cannot be heard.
We also don't have the ability to debilitate an industry like those, like the trucking, like the taxi industry. However, you do have at your disposal irritation power. If you just send one mime to follow the ministers for the entire day, that would work.
Absolutely. And this is why I'm saying we've waited for the past 5 months. We've asked, we've engaged, we've spoken, we've sent emails, and it's fallen on deaf ears. This is stage one of what we're going to be doing. And our artists, our performers, our legends in the industry have got a very loud voice. And it's going to start to be exasperated as we move along, should there be no engagement. So, yes, we will be taking this bigger. And as they say, sometimes one man can make a difference.
Well, Sharif, I do wish you luck on this one. I do know that historically the arts are always the first to be cut. And I don't think it's ever been quantified, certainly not in the modern times. The importance, the cultural and psychological importance of the arts. Before going into this, we saw how theaters were struggling to fill seats. I think the KZN Philharmonic is about the only one we have in the country. It's a struggling, ailing industry, no matter how important it is and how instrumental it is in not just entertaining, but to the glue of the soul of a country is the arts. We know this, you and I know this, but we do, people often don't understand or don't prioritize the arts. It's one of the first to suffer. So I do wish you the best with this, and so now you have an opportunity. If you want to give a shout out, give the dates, the times, and exactly what you want people to do and to tell other people to do. Do that now.
Thank you, Darren. So as we said, it's on the 5th of August, specifically between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. We encourage everybody, whether you're lighting a wall, lighting a building, just putting a red light globe in your house, wearing a red t-shirt, and then taking a picture of it and maybe putting the color filter. Even if you don't do that and you take a memory of an event that you went to that you are very fond of and putting a red filter on that and sending it to us at hashtag LightSAred or our webpage at LightSAred or our Twitter account or our Instagram, we've got a team ready to capture it so that we can exasperate and share it with everybody throughout the world. And I say throughout the world, Darren, because right now our brethren in both the UK and in Germany are reaching out and following suit so that they're going to match what we're doing on the 5th of August. So it's now become a global force. So we encourage everybody, even if you're not in the industry, to join us in solidarity, wear red, light something red between the hours of 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. and join us so that we can bring music back into your life.
Sharif, I did see some of my artist friends updated their Facebook profile picture with sort of like a red spiral target type thing. Is that part of your initiative?
That is correct. That full media pack and artwork pack is available to anybody on our webpage. Download it, use it on your social media. It is, again, an icon to promote our plight and the initiative of Light SA Red.
And the only thing I worry about is I once had a red light outside my house and some very dodgy characters came knocking at my door asking, you know, to see the ladies of the house.
I was wondering when you'd start, Darren.
So I'm gonna leave the red lights inside and not on the outside. Okay.
Sure, my friend. Absolutely.
Sharif, thank you for talking to us and good luck with your initiative, man.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity, and all the best for ECR and KwaZulu-Natal.
Thank you very much. Cheers, buddy.
Thanks.
Darren, Carrie, and Skye.